Okay, time for the news that you need to know. It's Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. An Iraq War veteran's growing GoFundMe campaign to help fund President Donald Trump's border wall has already passed $10 million in 4 days. Brian Colfledge, a Purple Heart recipient, started the GoFundMe page this week. His goal is to get everybody to all the people to pay for the wall on the U.S.-Mexico border, and it's already reached, as I said, $10.7 million since Thursday night. The campaign reads the following. If 63 million people who voted for President Trump each pledge $80, we can build the wall. It's become one of the largest ever individual fundraisers for GoFundMe, reaching the top five of donations of all time.
Wow. You know, I will say this, not about like whether you disagree or agree with building a wall on the border, but I think for anything like a major government expense, I like the idea because I'm a small government person. I like the idea of American people, if you want something done, we pay for it and like we donate to something like this to get it done. I like that so much better than having the government in control and taking money out of my paychecks. I get to control what I want to contribute to, what I agree with, and what I want to spend money on. I think that's a great idea. Let's do it for everything.
Alex, what's your password?
Why?
Well, I want to see if you have one of like the top bad passwords of 2018.
Oh, I know I don't, because it's probably want like 800 capital letters, 6 lowercase, and then numbers, right? Is that what they want you to do?
Yeah. Well, then maybe Liv, maybe you're on one of these. Let's see here.
I actually have an automated password that Facebook gave to me like 10 years ago when I forgot my password. You know how they used to give you like an automated one of like random letters and numbers?
Use that?
I use that for everything.
I don't know anyone that uses that.
I know. Isn't it weird? I just put it in one time and I just remembered it.
You should not use it for everything though, because if somebody hacks into one, they'll get all.
Well, I switch up the like symbols that I use at the end.
Mine
is
just so
weird. No one's ever going to guess it.
Yeah, mine is just so weird. It's the bizarre word I made up, so nobody's going to know it.
It's like the like I love The Office backwards or something. Okay, well, here are the big ones for 2018. 12345 6 continues to be the most popular worst password. This is according to a digital security company. They're called Splash Data, and the 6 digits held the top spot for 5 years in a row. Password, PASSWORD, remained in the second spot, followed by, ooh, there's a change here. 12345 6 7 8 9 was in third place. 12345 6 7 8 was in third place. Wow, switching it up right there. Remember Kanye West when he was in the Oval Office? He had 0000000.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. New additions to the top 25 include 1111111111.
No.
Sunshine.
What?
Aww. Princess. 654321 backwards. And speaking of President Trump, I'm assuming there's a correlation. Donald.
Oh, yeah. I bet that's why. My sister and her roommate's password for their Wi-Fi was apple and oranges.
Do you think that the people that have Donald as a password are all Hillary supporters? They're like, no one would ever guess that this would be mine.
That or they really, really like, you know, like Disney, like Donald Duck.
Maybe it is Donald. Maybe there is a huge amount of people in America that are massive Donald Duck lovers.
Yeah, just like a cult fan club.
Or they like to go pantsless like Donald Duck, and that's how they relate to him.
Oh, then I relate to that.
Yeah, I was going to say, check Alex's password. It might be Donald. And this company, Splash Data, estimates 10% of people have used at least one of these terrible passwords that we mentioned, like their top 25. So if you did, you're not alone, but get yourself together. This is scary. You know, baby monitors, they're a great thing. Like back in the day, you had to always run and check on the baby. Now, you got one in your room, in the baby's room. You can usually see it and hear it, what's going on.
Yeah.
Imagine if this happened. It comes right out of a movie. A family in Texas said someone hacked into their Nest baby monitor and threatened to kidnap their baby.
This stuff freaks me out.
What?
I'm telling you, all these freaking devices, man, people spy on you.
Man, I'm going to go live in the woods and not have any power and poop in a hole. Yeah.
That's crazy.
The family heard a voice coming from the wireless monitor right next to their bed. The monitor transmits sound coming from their 4-month-old room upstairs. After saying some kind of sexually explicit stuff, the person then said, I'm going to kidnap your baby. I'm in your baby's room.
Yeah, I'm out.
They immediately ran to the baby's room and didn't find anyone. Thankfully, the parents realized that someone must have hacked into the system or into the monitor. They called the cops and they're now investigating the incident.
It's probably some 14-year-old boy that thinks
that's
it's funny.
So scary.
Playing Fortnite in the background. And finally, this is sad, but it's kind of like, how crazy is this story that this is what they were doing because of the movie? Cops in Muncie, Indiana got an anonymous tip on Tuesday about a 7-year-old boy and 4-year-old boy who were at home alone by themselves, and when the cops got there, they found the two two boys home alone watching the movie.
Home Alone.
Yep, they've been alone for about 6 hours at that point. Their 25-year-old mom, Taylor, was at work. She said she couldn't find a babysitter.
Okay.
She was arrested for neglect of a dependent.
Not okay.
What is okay? Because I think I was like 8 or 9 and I started watching Me and My Brother.
Yeah, wait, how old were these people?
The kiddos were 7 and 4.
That's way too young.
That's definitely young, but that's what I'm wondering. When is okay? Because I swear I was like 8 or 9.
I would say 11 or 12.
I would say 9 or 10.
I guess I just really was mature
for my
age.
9 or 10 if you're not taking care of like anyone else that's super young. Like if you're 9 and you have an 8-year-old brother, like I think that may be okay. But I was 9 or 10 and I feel like I was left home alone.
That just sounds dangerous.
By myself. Yeah, it sounds dangerous that I'm home alone now.
You're 20-something now and it sounds dangerous. That's Joe's Need to Know News. Check it all out at joeandalexshow.com.